Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's Post Game Podcast.
Welcome to the Post Game Podcast. No Jerry Recco today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. So I've got Rami this morning. Good morning, Rami.
Good morning, Al. And as you know, this is your safe space. So you had an issue with me last week.
Right.
We can hash it out right now.
I actually had no plans for that today.
Okay.
But something did come up during the Boomer and Geo show. And we never really, I don't think we talked it out enough on the show. And I wanted to see where you stand on here. Where is Boomer correct or incorrect here?
Okay.
So Boomer took off, he was out for 5 days 1 week, and then I think he had 2 days off on the other end.
Yeah, it was Thursday and Friday.
Now, prior to Boomer took these vacation days, put in for them, whatever, a couple weeks ago, and as his vacation days were approaching, he worked, the last day he worked, he was not feeling well. And then after work that day or the next day, he told us he had to go to the walk-in clinic because he was ill, or the doctors.
Yeah.
So Boomer had days, vacation days scheduled. When he returned this morning, he claims he's going to claim knows where some of those were sick days.
I think he said three of them.
Three of them were sick days, and that he should get three more vacation days.
Right. So here was his point, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with this necessarily. We'll get into that in a second. But his claim was Thursday and Friday, he would not have taken off. He took off for a work thing, another work-related thing.
He was going to go sign autographs.
Right. And had he not gotten sick, or because he got sick, he never ended up doing that.
He couldn't go to the event was in Chicago.
Right. So he couldn't go to the event. So in his mind, he's like, well, those 2 days weren't vacation days. Those were kind of a work trip for another job that he was doing.
But and you'd have to take vacation days from this place in order to do that.
Correct. So that's where he's wrong about it, where it's like, yeah, they are still vacation days. Yes, you didn't get to do what you ultimately wanted to do on the vacation. And then the third day, I guess, would be the following Monday. Or maybe he's saying that the day before, the Wednesday that he came in sick should count for, he should get a vacation comp day for that.
Right, because he came in and worked sick.
Because he came in sick. Meanwhile, any of us don't show up when we're sick. Get it together, man. You gotta show up.
Yeah, like Katie Nolan said, clean it up over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I put this into Grok AI, and I said, I pretended I was like the boss. And I said, hey, I have an employee here who took off some vacation days, but now has returned and claimed that in three of those days he was sick, and he would like those to count as sick days and not vacation days. What are your thoughts?
Okay.
Grok said it was a very bad precedent to set, and that it is possible. Now, Boomer claims he has receipts, doctor's visits, prescriptions where the doctor wrote out, this is what you had, rhinovirus it was.
Yeah.
So Grok was saying, you know, I told Grok, I go, well, this employee did show up with receipts. He's got these things. Grok was like, it's really, because what you're doing is you're setting precedent for someone else to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll just say this. I'll bet that Grok is going to be a tougher boss than Ray Martell when it comes to this.
I don't know.
But here's the thing. So, because here's where it, like, of course he had receipts, but let's say I had a vacation to go, like, I'm like Gio and I live close to the beach, or like you live close to the beach, and I was planning on staying home, but my vacation was going to be going to the beach, or you had one of your concerts scheduled, and the concert got rained out, I shouldn't have taken that vacation day.
Right.
Because so then I would just go to the clinic and be like, hey, can you just check me? I'm not feeling that great. And now I come back with a doctor's receipt. Hey, I went to the clinic that day. I was sick, because really, in reality, either it rained so I didn't go to the beach, or the concert got canceled so I didn't go to the concert. And so it's basically setting a precedent that anytime your vacation doesn't go as planned, you can then take that. Yeah, I'm going to take that vacation day back.
Yeah, by going to any walk-in clinic.
Exactly, because then you could walk into anywhere and just, hey, you
there'd be documentation of you going
culture,
to a
baby.
Clinic.
Yeah.
My throat's not feeling great.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think about that. Jerry brings this up sometimes, like down the Jersey Shore in Long Island, if you're renting a place for the week, and then you get like crap weather for a week.
That's why he doesn't like to suck off the area.
Correct. So I am sure people that rent their homes and people that have Airbnbs and that sort of thing, they probably get complaints all the time. People want their money back for going to the Jersey Shore and a pouring rain for 3 days.
But I'm sure it happens with work all the time, though. Think about it, where you take a day off and then your flight somewhere got canceled or pushed by a day, and now you're screwed. You're like, oh, I took this day off and now my flight's canceled. I'm sitting here at home.
Yeah.
So my vacation didn't start. So I'm going to take one less day of vacation, where you're just annoyed sitting around in an airport all day. I mean, but yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, our company does sick days and vacation days separate.
Right.
I don't know if you ever looked on your check, like they show you how many sick hours you have.
So, yes, I've seen that.
And it caps out at 480 hours. I have 480 sick hours.
And you're never getting sick because you don't eat seed oil. So
correct.
You're good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
So I guess the other thing you could do, like let's say Boomer goes to management and says, hey, I'd like these 3 days back because I was sick on my vacation. I want those to count as sick days. And they say, no, it's a bad precedent. He could then call out sick for 3 days.
That's true. And then just take vacation.
Yeah.
But the way he said, I don't know if this was all in the air, and I think it was. He said he's going to take the next 3 Fridays, right?
Yeah.
So can you imagine, though, every Thursday, hey, I'm sick tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I'm not feeling well. If you do that 3 Fridays in a row, can they technically tell him, you're not sick, come in? I mean, if it was me, that's what they would say, but it's Boomer, so they're not going to say anything.
It feels like we're really in an era now where the individual has all the power over, like, corporations.
It depends who the individual is.
I don't know. I think if I, so I've been here a long time, right?
Yeah.
I think if I called out of work Friday, and I called out of work the next Friday, and I called out of work the next Friday, and I called out of work the next Friday. They know what I'm doing, but there is no, I have 480 hours of sick time.
Right. So
there
how
is
could
no
they pop?
Right. Right. Like, yeah, you can no longer go to somebody. Like, back in the day, I'm sure they could have come in and go, hey, dude, we'll get rid of you if you don't come in on
Fridays.
Right,
yeah.
They can't do that anymore. Like, no. The individual has the power over everybody. I feel like individuals have the power over police. Individuals have the power over anything. Like, they can just...
Well, you see it everywhere now with, and again, some people do have religious beliefs. Some people have different restrictions in their lives. But now with corporate, like, you signed so many documents, like, that, like, oh, like, I was just hired full time for the job. So the number of things I had to sign with, we do this and we do that, like all these things that the company does that they tell you that they're catering to each and every individual.
Yeah.
Because now we live in a society where if you don't cater to each and every individual, yes, you know, you're getting canceled or you're getting like sued, right? Yeah. Like, how many times do we see that where it's like, oh, a person gets fired possibly for cause, but then it's like, nope, you guys fired me because I'm XYZ, because right, this is my belief or this is that. So this is my skin color. We're seeing it all the time. So it's basically, it's impossible for the corporations to have any control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. It's really just bizarre. And I guess they could always find another reason to get rid of somebody, I guess. Like, I never know how it works. Like, let's say the company came to me and legitimately was just like, we're cutting people. We're cutting, you've been here a long time, so you have a bigger salary. And that's it. And then, like, I could just go, oh, they're getting rid of me because I'm 55.
Right.
I'm too old.
Yep, exactly.
So how is that not every person has a lawsuit against the company when the company wants to get rid of somebody?
I fully agree. I mean, you know, we've seen this all the time where people, I mean, look at the ESPN layoffs, right?
Right.
Like, you don't think, like, one of them can go and say,
yeah, who's
hey,
the guy who was there?
Karl Ravitch.
Yeah, Karl Ravitch.
He's like, I've been here for 50 years. They just don't want me because I'm 60.
Right.
And so now they're using Jeff Passan because he's younger and has better hair or whatever. You know what I mean?
But like, why can't, like, if he went to a lawyer, would a lawyer take that? Or
I have to find out. A friend of mine's father is an employment lawyer? Is that what it's called? I should ask him about this because I would imagine he has a ton of work now. Because every single person who's fired could be fired without I'll give you an example.
But I guess you'd have to prove that they got rid of you because of your age.
I know, but the companies are so scared to do anything. Like, you know about this quiet quitting? I think
you've
talked about this, where it's essentially that it's mostly my generation again, Gen Z people who, when they're done with a job, they're sick of doing the job, instead of quitting, they do what's called quiet quitting, which is essentially they just stop showing up to work.
Or you do the minimum
to
get by.
Yeah, the bare minimum. But a lot of them just stop showing up because it's so hard to fire someone. So I had a situation like this when I was moving out of Maryland. I was doing another sales job on the side. And I basically, I mean, I was doing very, like, I was moving. So I didn't need the job anymore. I was going to start here. I was working at MLB that summer. And they did not, like, I told them, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to have time. They're like, well, if you could just take like a couple sales meetings a week, we'll keep you on. And I'm like, they would not fire me. Like, do you want to quit? Like, they forced me essentially to say I quit because they, like, these big corporations don't want to fire people. I think it's like, it's just such a difficult process. And then they have to explain, hey, we put all this time and resource into hiring this person. So this quiet quitting thing is basically what people are doing. They're just, I know they can't fire me. It's so hard for them to fire me. I'll just keep collecting a paycheck, and we're working remote anyway. I'll be out on TikTok trying the newest sandwich shop in the West Village, because that's apparently every single person can just go buy expensive sandwiches and lattes all day, and none of them work, because I don't know if you've walked out here. I know you go straight to your car.
No, I haven't seen
tons of young people. And then my whole TikTok feed, we talked about TikTok a lot on the show. My whole TikTok feed is people in their 20s just out in the middle of the day going shopping and buying. Like, none of them are working. So I guess they're all just quiet quitting because corporations don't want to fire them.
Yeah, that whole work from home had a lot of people being able to do that, I think.
Yeah, and it's continuing, though.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly start sit advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you something like ESPN, if they're doing, they're laying off a number of people.
Yes.
And Carl Ravitch, the older guy, is one of them. It's probably harder to prove that they got rid of him for age.
Yep.
Also, I think if people's contracts expire.
Right, which that was the thing with him. That's why he ended up doing a game after he got fired, was because his contract was still going. He's like, yeah, I'll still work this summer.
But I guess that's different than like just saying, oh, we're not going to renew your contract. Different than getting rid of somebody,
right,
I guess.
Exactly.
It just seems like really difficult for corporations to, I know they do, believe me, I know corporations do mass layoffs. But it does seem difficult to get rid of like an individual.
Right.
If they fall under any category, race, age, sex, I guess there used to be a thing where it'd be like, oh, when people would think a younger woman started work, then she got married, then they knew she's going to get pregnant, is she going to take maternity leave? Now we're paying somebody to not be here. Let's get rid of her before that.
Yes, exactly.
It feels like there would always be, you could always say they got rid of me because of blank.
Right.
And a reason they're not allowed to get rid of. But why couldn't a company go, we got rid of him because he's old? Like, why is that not allowed? Like, listen, we are trying to get a young audience. That guy's too old. We're getting rid of him.
But then isn't that already a job? Meaning, so that's already then for cause, right? Because it's not the age. It's they cannot do XYZ. Yes, that's because they're older. So you're not good at social media. You're not good at video content.
Right.
And you're not funny on the air because
you're older.
But we're not saying it's because you're older. We're leaving that last part out. We're just giving you all these reasons why you're fired.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, because that theoretically would be a place like this.
Right.
You're gone because you're not entertaining enough. I mean, you know, think about all the update anchors, right? It wasn't ageism. It wasn't because they were older, but it was because that was the only thing they did. And we don't do updates kind of anymore. So,
right. It's not cost effective anymore.
Right. So you're gone because you're an update anchor. So that feels like more like,
yeah.
Yes, now technically a lot of the update anchors are probably older dudes. You know what I mean? That's just how it was. But they're not fired because they're old.
Right.
Maybe they are not sitting in the newsroom doing social media clips because they're old. But again, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder what age it is where I think the age discrimination starts at 40. Like, I think there's an actual age cutoff where there's like where you'd have to fall into.
Yeah, I think so. But like, it goes both ways. You've talked about this, like for women in the industry, like it's specifically in this industry, it goes both ways where like when they're younger, they get jobs much sooner than men in the industry because they're younger and attractive and they can, so we want to put them on our TVs, right? But then they have the payoff on the other end is, you know, they probably get cut off sooner, like you said, if they want to start families and stuff. A lot of the broadcasts probably have to come up with reasons to get rid of them, and that's, you know,
or though the perception is that when a woman gets older, there's a younger looking version ready to come
up. Exactly,
that we could pay less because they have less experience, they're younger looking. Whereas sometimes with the guys, they like older, distinguished men,
right? like a big thing when I got this job, a lot of the things, and I'm not like 22, so it's different, but a lot of the things that I would hear from people are, oh, this little kid, they just hired a random kid to take over. Eddie was a legend, and they put just like, if I was 35, people wouldn't say that. You know, people almost want people to have like a, for some reason, people feel like, oh, we need this person to be experienced and grizzled. Like, not that 35 is old, but it's just like, they don't, I think people, when they look at jobs like this, they don't want a young person. I think even like Keith McPherson, who was, I don't know, 32 when he got hired to do the evenings here, people would be like, oh, they put this random young kid in there. Like, people want like someone older. I don't know. Maybe it's just our audience.
Maybe it's sports radio audience or talk radio audience in general. Yeah, I don't know. I always just wonder how they did that stuff. That must be so tough. Like, when, I mean, I'm sure the lawyers have it all figured out how they're able to do these things. And it just seemed like, to me, it seems like being old is a good enough reason to get rid of you. To go, we are getting, like, to just say, sit you down and go, listen, you're 67. It's too old for this job.
See ya!
Like, why can't I say that?
Yeah, exactly.
No. I wondered this too. Like, let's say somebody's of age where they could retire.
Right.
They're like 62, 65. Let's say they're 65 and the job comes to them and going to lay them off, not because they're 65.
Right, exactly.
Just they're laying off departments.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Person collects unemployment forever?
Yeah, I think if you collect unemployment, then you can't also collect your Social Security, right?
Right.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, but so I'm saying, let's say you got at 60 and right, you wanted to retire at 62. Could you collect unemployment for 2 years if you're still applying for jobs that you know they're not going to hire you because you're old?
Right. I guess so. Yeah. And then also like you said about the, let's say you work in a job that requires physical strength. Of course you could fire someone because they're old. Right?
Yeah, I would think so. Part of the job is...
if you're lifting boxes, you're a delivery person.
Yes.
And you're 70 years old, you're really slow, the routes take longer, you have a hard time bringing people their packages, you're fired. I don't know. That seems reasonable.
It does seem reasonable. Or, have to transition them to a office duty with the job.
Yeah.
I always wondered that about being an Amazon driver or UPS. People order heavy packages sometimes. Yeah. How do they get them out of those
I have no trucks? Idea. They must be really, they all have to be really strong. I don't know. And here now in the city, they have these bikes with the Amazon bikes with the tents on the back.
Right. They have to have smaller packages.
Yeah, I guess. But I think it's also just because it's easier to, I always think being a package delivery person in the city must be the worst.
Oh, yeah.
But those people, I guess, have the on the bikes a little bit easier because you can just ride the bike. But I assume some of those packages are big. They have this big cart behind them that's got the whole tent around them. I see them, by the way, at 3:30 in the morning when I'm walking in.
They're getting it.
They're ringing people's doorbells.
That's when it must be the easiest. There's not as many cars.
Right, exactly.
But you could go online and order a weight set to be delivered to your home. And someone's got to deliver that.
Right, I just did that. I just bought, and
you ordered weights?
Yeah. I ordered 220-pound weights.
From
Amazon. Yeah. Someone had to drop off a box that had 40 pounds of weight in it. I mean, it's not a ton, but
It's 40 pounds is...
It's not a little bit.
It's not a little bit, right.
Yeah, it was a pair of weights, and they were each 20-pounders. They were two dumbbells.
I'm just thinking, there are some things that are heavy that are awkwardly large or misshapen.
Yes.
Versus a box with 220-pound weights in it.
You know, they always tell you you're not supposed to bring a package for someone, right?
What do you mean?
On a flight. You got a package from someone, don't take it.
Like a random person. But hey, I know you're going to Florida. You mind if I drop this off? A guy in a red suit's going to be waiting for you.
But what would happen a lot is oftentimes when I grew up, I was living in Israel, and we often came back and forth a lot. And a lot of the people in the community I lived in were Americans who had moved to Israel. So they often had family that would want to send them packages. And because my family traveled back and forth a lot, they would often ask us to take stuff for them. One time somebody came to my father and said, can I give you this package? It's a really small package, won't take up any room at all in your luggage. It's for my cousin in Israel or son in Israel, whatever it was. And it was a pair of weights. And my father said, you realize how this works? Yes, it doesn't take up a lot of physical space. But they measure your bags based on weight. If I have 70 pounds, I'm not giving you 30 pounds of it for your stupid little dumbbells. Yeah. He's like, no, what? No. But the way the person asked, it's a small package. It's not a big deal.
It is weird that when you go to the airport, they go, did anyone give you a package?
Right.
What if I said, yes, treat it as if it's my package. Put it through the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't just...
Yeah.
It is also weird that, do you think do they x-ray our luggage that's going, if you check underneath a bag,
Not only, so I know definitely on international flights they do, and not only do they x-ray it, they'll open them sometimes. Sometimes you'll open your suitcase, and there'll be a note from customs that says that we looked through your bag.
Yeah.
So they
I hope
open them up.
So I'd be like, yeah, some random guy on the street just gave me this package. Run it through the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
He's giving me a couple bucks to bring it down to Tampa.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. But I guess how often are those, if it's someone you don't know, then it's never good news.
No, it's never good news.
Yeah.
If it's someone new. Unless it was somebody who's like, hey, I got to get this to my buddy in Tampa. Let me go to the airport.
I mean, but FedEx exists.
Yeah, but
right?
It like, costs you something.
But if they're paying you, they might as well pay the delivery service.
I don't know. That must have been happening, though, at some point. That
right.
They have to
well,
ask
I mean,
us.
We know about it. Like, there's drug mules,
yes.
Or whatever they call them,
drug
right?
Drug mules, yeah.
People just, it's usually shoved up in a body part. That they,
yeah. Did anyone give you a package? No, but a man gave me a balloon to put in my butt. Is that a problem, you think?
Yeah, it probably would be a problem for people at the airport.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to take those packages.
All right, so we've come to the end where you have to give an answer. Boomer has come to you. You're the head of days off here at WFAN. And he said, hey, I know I took these days off. Three of the days didn't feel so good. In fact,
here's the receipts.
Here's a receipt. But his receipt is he went to the doctor one day and the doctor said he had rhinovirus. What are you doing?
If I ran this place,
mm-hmm.
which I think I could, but that's besides the point. Save that for Jerry. But if I ran this place, I would say, Boomer, those were your vacation days. You cannot take off three more days. Now, I would then have a conversation with him. I say, because you're Boomer, if you told me in a couple weeks from now you got quote unquote sick, I would let you take 3 days in a row. But I would not let you sprinkle back three more days because that sets up a bad precedent. So as everyone in the company, no, you can't, those count as your vacation days. Because you are who you are, you're Boomer, we're going to let you, you know, on the DL, not tell anyone, we're going to let you take those 3 days, but only in conjunction with each other. You can't just start spreading, oh, I have three extra days that I could use wherever I want, extend this trip there, extend that. No.
You just make him take 3 days.
Because that way it seems like you're sick. Or not even 3 days. You get one more sick period. I'll give you an extra sick period where you're not actually sick. You want a day? It's a day. You want to take two of them? You take two. But you get one extra sick period where I know between me and you, you weren't actually sick those days. And that also helps me because let's say Boomer actually were to call out sick, right? Last minute filling in for Boomer, that's pretty tough to do. You
that
have to call
tough.
Someone else. But if he told me, hey, I'm going to be quote unquote sick for 2 days next week, that's a little bit easier for me. So it kind of helps me out down the road also.
I would tell Boomer, you're 65. We're firing you because you're too old.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? Hire a lawyer? I don't think so.
And then you get the call from the advertisers. Oh, we're pulling out. No, I'm kidding.
All right, let's do the warm-up program. I did that with Gordon Damer this morning.
Yes, it was very fun.
Tomorrow I will do the warm-up program with CeeLo.
Yeah, you have any fun topics to throw his way?
Oh, I really wanted to hit him with the WNBA transgender stuff today.
Well, now you could hit him with, hey, I heard you'd rather do JJ's podcast than show up to work.
Than show up here.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'll say, clearly you're on Team Katie Nolan over there at SiriusXM and not Team Boomer.
Well, he made that clear when he sat in here with you last week.
Very clear. His silence was deafening, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, warm up next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboard's piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.